Welcome to our service for Mothering Sunday. Mothering Sunday is always the fourth Sunday in Lent, which quite often turns out to be, as it is this year, the Sunday closest to the Feast of the Annunciation, the 25th of March, which is set 9 months before Christmas, as the date on which the angel Gabriel might have announced to Mary that she would bear a son. And so we begin with an Annunciation carol. We're more used to hearing it at Christmas, but it fits just as well, perhaps better, at this time of year. The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame.
The angel Gabriel from heaven, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, the lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria. For known a blessed mother thou shalt be, all generations, Lord, and honor thee. My son shall be Emmanuel, my sins foretold, most highly favored lady, Gloria. Then gentle Mary meekly bowed her head, to me be as it pleaseth God, she said. My soul shall laud and magnify his holy name, most highly favored lady, Gloria. Of her Emmanuel the Christ was born, in Bethlehem all on a Christmas morn, and Christian folk throughout the world will ever say, most highly favored lady,
blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in all our affliction. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Lord God, we have sinned against you and done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us, and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for Mothering Sunday. God of compassion, whose Son Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself, strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and in sorrow we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him, plastered it with bitumen and pitch, and put the child in it, and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, while her attendants walked beside the river. she saw the basket among the reeds, and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying, and she took pity on him. "This must be one of the Hebrews' children," she said. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Yes." So the girl went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed it. And when the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son. She named him Moses, because, she said, "I drew him out of the water." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The New Testament reading is from Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 33. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. The British Formula One racing driver, multiple world champion Sir Lewis Hamilton, is not short of middle names. According to his Wikipedia entry, his full name is Sir Lewis Carl Davidson Hamilton. Or at least it was. Sir Lewis has recently decided to change his name so that the original surname of his mother Carmen will be included in it. Carmen's rather unlikely surname was Larbalestia, if that's how it's pronounced, so that he will for the future presumably be Sir Lewis Carl Davidson Larbalestia Hamilton, to name but a few, as they say. But we honour him this Mothering Sunday for honouring his mother and honouring her continuing role in his life. There are two mothers in our Bible readings for today. Again, the name of one of them is familiar to us, the other not. The name of the other does not appear in the passage set for today, but we find out from elsewhere that her name was the equally unlikely Jochebed. Again, not sure if that's how you pronounce it. Both the stories in our Bible readings are stories of loss, stories of mothers who have to give their child away. Jochebed, who entrusts her son to the dangerous uncertainties of the River Nile, and then to the untender mercy of the royal house of Pharaoh, and Mary, who gives her son away to his ministry, and ultimately sees him crucified for it. In fact, the lectionary offers us as an alternative a third mother with a similar story, Hannah, who so longs for a child, but when he's born, gives him to the shrine at Shiloh to serve the priest Eli there in fulfilment of her vow. Each of the three sons becomes, of course, a great biblical figure. There are a few greater. Moses, the son of Jochebed, Samuel, the son of Hannah, Jesus, the son of Mary. And though these women's stories are stories of sacrifice and loss, what is notable is that in each of the stories, the mother is far more prominent than her husband, Jochebed, than Amram, have you heard of him? Hannah, than Elkanah, and even Mary than Joseph. While biblical genealogies always list the male line, our Bible stories again and again emphasize and honor the role of the mother, rather like Sir Lewis, honoring his mother Carmen's role. With regard to mothers, we have had one wonderful piece of news just before this Mothering Sunday, emerging out of a really painful story. The story of Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, the Irani Anglo mother who was finally freed last week after her imprisonment in Iran. It will be a good quiz question this year. Who were the five foreign secretaries during the 6 years that it took the British government to negotiate her release, whose efforts she so scornfully criticised in her first press conference? One of them, Jeremy Hunt, has fessed up and admitted that it was indefensible. We may safely assume that Boris Johnson, who was another of them, will not. At any rate, Nazanin is reunited now with her 7-year-old daughter, Gabriella. Gabriella, then aged nearly 2, was with her mother when she was first arrested at the airport in Tehran, and spent the first 2 or 3 years of Nazanin's imprisonment living with her mother's parents in Iran. Then she returned to Britain to begin her education, and is only now again reunited with her mum. We give thanks for them both this Mothering Sunday, not forgetting Nazanin's husband and Gabriella's father, Richard, who has so patiently and with such dignity campaigned for Nazanin's release. Not forgetting either, and whom they will not forget, Murad Tahfaz, the remaining British citizen imprisoned in Iran, who has still not been allowed to leave the country. Mind you, 6 years is not that long a time in some contexts. The money that we owed to Iran, which has finally been paid back to facilitate Zaghari Ratcliffe's release, arises from contracts more than 50 years old, which Britain cancelled after the Iranian Revolution. That there have been 5 foreign secretaries in the 6 years of Nazanin's imprisonment tells you something about the turmoil in British politics in that period, which has been matched by similar turmoil in America. It's not really surprising that Vladimir Putin thinks that the Western powers have taken their eye off the ball. Which brings us to the second mother we commemorate today. We don't know her name, but most of us will have seen her on the television news. In fact, we don't, strictly speaking, know whether she was a mother at all, because we only saw her when the maternity hospital in Mariupol was destroyed by Russian bombs and she was rushed out on a stretcher. Her baby, delivered by caesarean section, was stillborn, and she herself died minutes later, without having had chance to tell her rescuers or the doctors who treated her what her name was. And so we don't know, either, whether she had other children who are left motherless now. Surely we will find out the woman's name when the war in Ukraine is over. But the image of her and her unborn child will in any case remain as a reminder of the suffering of the innocents, which is the unavoidable consequence of any war, and especially of a war like this, one where her city Mariupol is now, by UN estimates, 90% destroyed. Meanwhile, all over Ukraine, and indeed in Russia, tens of thousands of mothers mourn for their sons, or for their children's fathers, who will not return from this mad, pointless conflict. Soon after Mothering Sunday here in Wales comes Dydd Sul y Blodau, Sunday of the Flowers. Where have all the flowers gone? Gone to young girls, everyone. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. Where have all the young men gone? Gone for soldiers, everyone. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will we ever learn? When indeed? The five foreign secretaries, by the way, in case you were wondering, were Philip Hammond, Boris Johnson, Jeremy Hunt, Dominic Raab, and at present, Liz Truss. It may be just coincidence that the last of them, the one who finally got the deal done, is herself the mother of two daughters. Nazanin Zaghari-Ratcliffe made clear at her news conference that she is disinclined to give any more credit to Truss than to any of her predecessors. But at least she will spend this Mothering Sunday with Gabriella, and we can all be grateful for that. Amen. Now it's time for our prayers. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. En tad, hynoet yn y nefoedd sancteiddiad y enw, deled y deirnas gwneled i'r wyllus, megis yn y nef ddechlu ar y ddear hefyd. Dyron ni heddiw ein bar y beinyddiol, y maddau ni ein dyledion fel y maddau o'n nino ein dyledwyr, ac nac arwain ni y brofedigaeth, eitha gwared ni rhag drwg, can eis eitho ti o'r deirnas a'r gallu a'r gogoliant yn oes oesoedd. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. Our intercessions today will be led by Richard.
Let us pray, an opening prayer. Creator God, forgive our moments of ingratitude, the spiritual blindness that prevents us from appreciating the wonder that this is world, the endless cycle of nature, of life and death and rebirth. Forgive us for taking without giving, reaping without sowing. Open our eyes to see, our lips to praise, our hands to share. And may our feet tread lightly on the road that together we travel. Amen. Lord, thank you for this springtime, your message of hope to a world tiring of winter's darkness, longing for that first flower to push through the bare earth and spread its leaves like arms outstretched to its creator. Springtime, a yearly reminder, if we needed one, that to a world that was dark and cold, a world devoid of love's sweet warmth, you sent your Son to break through sin's icy blanket, and arms outstretched on a cross, he brought us hope. Amen. Dear Lord, today on this Mothering Sunday, we offer prayers for mothers across the world. Mothers who give their love so freely and unselfishly to their children. Mothers protecting their children in a world that is often uncaring and dangerous. We pray especially for mothers trying to protect their children in Ukraine, in the midst of indiscriminate shelling and bombing. We think of the city of Mariupol, largely destroyed, yet families are still there without food, water and electricity. Bring strength, courage and love to them in this time of need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for mothers in our own community as their lives are turning to almost normal, with their children at school, reintegrating and playing together. We ask, Lord, for your blessing on all of them as they teach and encourage their children to become well-grounded, as they grow up coping with all the distractions of the internet, mobile phones, and all the electronic clutter that invades their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for peace on earth. There are so many areas of conflicts, wars, which ruin lives and destroy hope. We pray especially for the people of Ukraine suffering the terror of unrestricted warfare, where residential areas, schools and hospitals are targeted alongside the Ukrainian defences. We pray for just and peaceful solution for all the people of Ukraine. Lord, the world you have given us, such a beautiful world, but despoiled in so many ways by human hand. Help us to be good custodians. Help us to take better care of all the wonderful resources we are so blessed with. Help us to work to preserve this inheritance for future generations. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Healing God, bless those on a journey of recovery from illness or surgery. Grant strength, patience and freedom from pain. Bring restoration of health through your Spirit's power. Reach out and touch them so they know you are there, bringing comfort and light, even in the darkest of times. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those who wake this morning to the pain of grief and loss. Help us share with them as best we can our love and support at their loss. We pray especially at this time for the family of Dr. Valerie. Lord, we pray that you will be with them on their bereavement journey, in the dark times as they try to cope with feelings beyond what we can imagine. Walk with them as they slowly accept the loss and start to see your light shining in their lives once again, knowing that we will all meet again in your glorious kingdom. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And finally, the Lenten blessing. Christ give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourself daily, to take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen.